This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Okay. Wow. I'm just letting you know, you are the very first caller. I feel like a radio person now. Like, oh, you are the number one caller.
Caller number 99 on 99.5.
Oh, my God. I'm a winner.
Yes.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod, a podcast about Black culture from Blackness's biggest fans. I'm Eric Edding.
And I'm Brittany Luce.
So a few weeks back, we invited you to give us a call and play our favorite game with us, 6 degrees of Black Separation.
Yes. So the goal of the game, as many of you know, is to connect two seemingly unrelated Black celebrities in 6 moves or less. And we've played it a few times now on the show. And every time we played, we would get a barrage of text messages, emails, tweets, everybody in our lives, people we don't know, telling us they could play it better. Y'all suck. I could have done this in 2 moves. You did this wrong. It never ended.
Oh, Eric, you complete idiot. How did you not know this? You're such a fool. How could you not connect Drake and Jay-Z? And
they did, like, get really personal with you.
Thank you for the feedback. You know, it's like, what am I supposed to do with that?
So basically, you guys were very confident that you could play the game better than we do. And you know what? We decided that it was high time that we see y'all in action. So we opened up a phone line where you could call and play against us.
Listeners had to follow just 2 rules. Number one, they couldn't cheat and go on the internet. We warned them that, you know, the ancestors are watching.
It's true.
You don't want that bad juju. Mm-hmm. And two, if we use someone to make a connection, for example, 6 degrees favorite like Beyonce, they couldn't use her in their connections and vice versa.
We had so much fun talking to you guys on the phone. I mean, we talked to people all over the country. We talked to people from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We laughed. You know, we cried real tears.
Yeah.
You know, things got heated at points. Playing this game with you all proved that 6 degrees is truly a blood sport. So without further ado, let the games begin.
6 degrees of Black Separation.
Hello?
Oh my God.
Hello?
Oh my God, Eric?
Yes, how's it going?
Holy shit. Oh my God. Okay, my mom is home, so I can't, like, scream, but oh my God, I did not expect to get through. Oh my God.
Welcome to The Nod. But first, let me get your name.
Libin. L-I-B-I-N.
Libin. And I'd like to introduce you to Brittany.
Oh, hey.
Brittany, this is Libin.
Hi.
Hi, Libin. Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God. Hi. Okay, can I just say, I'm, like, your guys' biggest fans. Oh, and I don't know why I know why I called, because you guys are, like, kind of like my heroes, because, like, I know nothing about Black culture. I'm 17, and, like, when I was, like, growing up, I knew nothing about Black culture. Until this podcast, I didn't really know about, like, Lauryn Hill or, like, you know, that Legends Endgame.
Legends
Ball. Oh my God, Legends
thing?
Ball.
I didn't know any of the names except Oprah.
That's some good Googles.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
That's why, like, this show is, like, such a big deal for me, because this is kind of, like, my only connection to, like, Black culture, because I don't really, like, make a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, like, you guys make being Black feel like it's non-political and it's just a gift. Like, you make me feel like my skin color is a gift, and I didn't always feel that way. Like, I hated being Black when I was a kid. But now I just, like, I feel so happy and so lucky to have, like, this kind of culture. And, like, it's mostly just because of this show.
Oh,
God.
And just thank you guys so much for everything.
I'm not gonna lie, you got us all like, you guys all get a little. I'm definitely about to drop some thug tears right now.
Oh my God.
No, seriously, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It means so much to us, like more than you can ever imagine, to hear that type of feedback.
Okay, you guys want to know the funniest part about this?
Sure.
What? I'm not 100% sure how to play Six Degrees.
We got you back.
We got you. Okay, so. I'm the judge, so I'm not going to play this round. I'm just going to be, you know, basically booing Eric the entire time and helping you. But yeah, I am the judge, and so I'm going to be fact-checking and stuff as we go just to make sure that certain connections check out. And also, I'm going to be using this really amazing soundboard throughout our conversation. Ooh. So you're going to have special effects and things like that, things of that nature.
Okay. So I'm about to
choose. Do you know who we're choosing?
Yeah, I'm about to choose. So I'm going to choose one person, and then you'll help me by choosing another person, okay?
Okay. Right,
so I'm going to choose two categories.
Yeah,
first.
What's the category?
So the first category is scammers who love to scam, okay?
Oh, God. My sister.
And on this list, we have Diddy. Whew. Original scammer, actually, low key. Okay, so you got Diddy, Azalea Banks. Oh man, Azalea Banks. And Tyra Banks, also scammer, low key, through her show. Many shows, both shows, low key. Okay, so if you had to choose between Diddy, Azalea Banks, and Tyra Banks, who do you know the most about?
Tyra Banks. I only know she's in that one movie where she's a doll.
Yes, life size.
And I haven't even watched that. Like, I've already lost.
Our next category is people. Who you'd want to be your auntie, okay? And so on this list, we have Mary J. Blige, Jack A. Harry.
Ooh, that's true.
And Jennifer Lewis. I actually know
I know none of these people.
Well, it's good. This can be like a history lesson.
It's difficult to play. It's difficult to play with me. Like, I'm so sorry.
It's totally fine. Like, we're in this together.
All right. I think the smarter person to choose is actually Jennifer Lewis in this case.
Okay.
Do you know Jennifer Lewis?
No. Okay. I don't know anyone.
So have you ever watched Blackish?
Yeah, once.
Okay.
Or twice. Is that the mom?
She's the grandma.
The grandma. Okay. I did not see her on the episode that I did.
Well, there's a spicy older grandma on there.
Yeah.
Who's real popping.
Yeah.
Sometimes thirsty too.
All right, grandma, let's get you back out there. What kind of man are you looking for?
Oh, Idris Elba, Tom Selleck, Al Jarreau, Jesse Jackson on the balcony.
Grandma, you're being too specific.
Fine. Jesse Jackson on any platform.
Jennifer Lewis is like a legend.
Yes.
Of stage and screen. The woman, her credentials go longer than like either my or Eric's life, and obviously also yours too. So like just, like I said, today's going to be a good old-fashioned history lesson.
Yes. So I think we're going to just do this one together. How about that, Livin? One round, we work together, and I'll just talk you through it how I know.
Okay.
And we just take a journey.
Okay. I love this.
Thank you.
Okay, yes. I got you. We told you we got your back. Okay, so I actually think it's smart to start with Jennifer Lewis. We just acknowledged she plays Ruby on Blackish, which is a show that was created by Kenya Barris.
Okay.
And actually, we're almost done.
Yes.
Because Kenya Barris is actually childhood best friends with the one, the only Tyra Banks.
Dude. I didn't. Wow, like, I don't know these names, but I'm still shocked. I'm blown away.
Yes. And so, actually, Tyra Banks played his, like, old best friend on the show.
You know you look better on FaceTime.
Well, you look like you just got off a 14-hour flight.
I smell what? Like you, too.
I bet you do.
Ooh. This is some of my best work. I kind of want you to smell it.
I don't want to smell that.
Oh, come on, get up in here.
See, now you got me thinking. If I don't smell it, I'm going to always wonder what that smelled like. Oh, I'm going in.
Get it. Ooh. Oh, my God, he's smelling it. Okay.
So your homework.
Yes.
Is to find that episode and watch it.
And watch it.
So technically, you lost. But we played together.
I I mean, I won because I got to, I'm here.
So that means we both won. I think we both won.
You guys have no idea how much this means to me. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Bye.
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 Did you hear her scream a little at the
end? Oh, man.
Hey, Brittany, Eric, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
Good, how y'all doing?
My name is Tasha, or Vatasha with a V, like Natasha, but with
Vatasha.
A letter
in V. I like right. it. Yeah. Where you calling from, Vatasha?
Thank you. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey.
So what's your name?
Adrian.
Yes.
I'm calling from Canada, calling from Toronto.
Out of the two of us, who do you think you have the better shot at beating?
You know, you surprise me sometimes, Eric. You'll come out, but I'm going to say I think I could beat Eric. But I know Brittany. Yeah, Brittany will still come out with some stuff, so like out of left field. So I don't know. Like,
thank you, Aaron.
I would like to think I'm a sleeper. You know, like I like to be underestimated.
Like, you sleep and you have to play the game.
So are you ready? Are you ready to play?
I am ready like hot spaghetti. Let's go.
I'm going to pick the first category. The category is, that's what they say, folks.
Folks who are actually having a hot girl summer.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Celebs we think would smell really good. Oh, I have to agree with all these. Okay. First one is Idris Elba. Second is our girl Rihanna.
Yeah. That epic thread. There's like a thread with like 50 tweets. Like, it's all different videos of different celebrities talking about how good Rihanna smells.
I believe it. Confidence, money, a little bit of marijuana.
Do you know what album Umbrella was on?
It's like bad, good.
Keep warmer, going. Who's on Bad Boy South?
I mean, I can help you. I can tell you.
Don't help Eric. You gotta play. You gotta play against him.
It's not good girl, bad girl. It's like good girl, good.
What does a good girl do?
What happens to?
What does she do? She wants to be bad. What does she do?
Nicki was actually, she was managed by Diddy.
Really? No.
Let me look this up. Eric, you're not supposed to be looking at nothing. Stop. Put them Twitter fingers down. Close your computer. You can't see. Eric's trying to Google stuff.
Okay. See the roof. All right.
No. You're on track.
Just missing like one word.
Missing the one word. You got good girl.
Bad girl.
You just need the transitional phrase to get from goodness to
bad.
From
one to the other.
Yes.
Okay.
I have read Tina Turner's autobiography. If you've never read it, read it.
Really?
Yeah, there's a class that I had to retake at Howard several times because during the class, I would just sit and read I, Tina, and I didn't. I didn't take notes. So there we go. But you know what? My choices have led me here, and we'll see if my choices lead me to victory.
Good girl. Going bad?
Okay, you know what? We'll call that.
This
we'll
ain't
call
Jeopardy.
It. Yeah, Good Girl Gone Bad is the name of the album.
Yes.
Gone Bad.
You went from, Tasha, Lil Nas X to Nicki Minaj and Nicki Minaj right to Diddy. That's two moves. I think you might deserve a...
To freedom!
Oh, my God.
You gotta just keep that one handy, I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
I didn't actually expect you to pick up. Pretty good.
Welcome to the night.
Welcome to I'm Brittany.
I'm Eric.
Well, I'm Devin.
Devin, nice to meet
what's
you.
What's up? What's good?
Where are you calling from?
Work, Texas.
Texas.
Hey, where
what
in
part?
Texas?
College Station.
Brittany's going to laugh at me, but I claim a little bit of Texas heritage.
Eric,
I have some
did
family
live in,
there.
You lived in Texas.
And I lived
for
there
years.
For 2 years, but I was in a different part though. I was way up.
Is that
when
you had your turtle?
Yeah, that actually was when I had a turtle. That's a really embarrassing story. But
I just remembered. I was like, oh, now I'm making the connection.
No, yeah, I always tell Brittany this story. When I was a kid, I found this turtle in the woods. And I brought it home and tried to hide it from my mom. But it gave me, like, I don't know, it had to give me, like, E. coli or something.
Actually, turtles are known for spreading salmonella.
Salmonella, yes, that's about right. I got very sick, like horribly sick from this turtle that I was keeping under my bed until my mom found out. And she was, you know how your parents give you that look where it's like, I could go crazy on you right now, but you've actually been through enough.
But they feel bad?
Yeah, like...
like, you learned your lesson?
Yeah, she was like, I'm just going to actually let you cook. We're going to put this turtle back outside. You are going to let it go. But that's not what you called for today.
That's not what you called. You did not call to hear about Eric's childhood turtle.
I think you called to play...
6 degrees of black separation.
All right, so
here we go.
You actually have the, I was going to say honor, but like, let's be honest. You have the unfortunate task of playing against Brittany today, which might actually work in your favor.
You know what? Wow, look at that. Insult. I'm going to pick up the first category. So Leos that live up to their signs traits. We got three strong Leos right here. They actually do live up to their signs traits. Barack Obama, honestly...
He doesn't strike
what
me.
Better no, but what better job? What better job for a Leo to believe they should have than President of the United States? Tell me. I don't know.
That is true.
Angela Bassett and Terry Crews. So the thing is like I could choose Barack Obama because like he's friends with like every black celebrity, but I think that that might make for a less fun round. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go with Angela Bassett.
Okay.
Yeah. Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett.
All right. Now who we're connecting to. All right. Now this is the second category. People who should be required to bring a chaperone to the tattoo parlor. Oh, there's reasons for this one. One, Gucci Mane, because he did get the ice cream cone on his face.
He did do that. I mean, he's gotten a lot of things, actually.
Yeah, but he's got now a six-pack, and he did not have the tattoo that on. So you know what? Shout out Gucci Mane. Clean living. Proud of you. Zoe Kravitz. Whoever wrote this, was of the opinion that maybe she has a few too many. Maybe she could slowly pump the brakes on that. And then... Oh, okay. T-Pain. Now, everybody knows I love T-Pain. But someone did mention, I didn't say this, why does he have a tattoo of the Facebook-like symbol? That's actually a fair question.
Yeah. All right, Devin.
So, Devin, you got your choice of Gucci Mane, Zoe Kravitz, or T-Pain.
I think I'm going to go with T-Pain.
Smart choice.
Angela Bassett to T-Pain. Okay. I'm going to think about this some. So... because Angela Bassett has been in a lot of movies and television shows. And T-Pain has made a lot of songs with a lot of people. And I really should know better because the thing is, I actually feel the boot on my neck right now because I just did like a month of T-Pain research.
Yep.
And I've like built up a mild obsession. It's not mild, actually. Okay. All right. We're going to focus. I'm focused. Okay. I have the connections, I think.
All right.
So, Angela Bassett, she played the mom in Boys in the Hood.
Correct.
And Nia Long was also in that movie?
Correct.
She was also in a Kanye video for Touch the Sky.
Correct.
And Kanye collaborated with T-Pain.
Correct.
Wow. I'm a three-move queen. Win or lose.
I will give you three moves.
I will try to give you three moves.
All right, Devin, do you think you can do better?
I don't know if it's going to be better, but I can tie it.
All right, so let's take us through. Show us what you got.
All right, so Angela Bassett plays Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Turner is at the Legends Ball with Gladys Knight.
Hey.
Yes!
That is correct.
Gladys Knight recently was runner-up to T-Pain
in
the Masked Singer.
T-Pain!
Yes!
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Come on!
Cause you're all I need.
It could be said that your connections are really a masterclass in the show.
Yeah, this is really good.
This is amazing. Like, I mean, I'm shook right now. I'm shook.
Okay, so we have tied. To freedom! How we are going to solve this is we're actually going to go back to the same two categories that we had before and choose two new celebrities. And you all will have 2 minutes, okay, to try to connect these celebrities. And whoever does it the shortest wins.
So I already picked Angela Bassett. I could have Barack Obama or Terry Crews. I'm going to go with Terry Crews.
Okay.
Your other two choices are Zoe Kravitz or Gucci Mane.
I'm going to go with Gucci.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm putting 2 minutes on the clock. You guys are going at the same mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Make sure you put your pencils down mm-hmm. at 2 minutes, okay? Because the test will be over. Everybody ready?
Shit. Okay.
3, 2, go. So, Devin, we're actually going to get you to go first this time. And so, take us through your connections. What you got? Terry okay. Crews to Gucci Mane.
Okay, so Gucci has that song, both with Drake. Mm-hmm. And Drake was on SNL, and Andy Samberg writes for SNL, right?
Can only use black connections. Black separation. It's an important word in the title. All right, Brittany.
Okay.
How far did you get?
Okay, so Gucci Mane, let me go. Okay, so Terry Crews played the father in Everybody Hates Chris, which was obviously about Chris Rock's life.
Yes.
Chris Rock had a joke. He had a joke that he cheated on his wife with a member of Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Okay. Solange is the sister, the blood sister of Beyonce, a member of Destiny's Child, and Solange had a song with Gucci Mane.
I scan my logo. That's a good
From
one.
When I Get Home. It's a good one. It's nice. It's a really nice, beautiful song.
The beat. I scan my logo. It has been great talking to you today. Thank you so much for calling
in. It's been an honor, truly.
All right. Thank y'all. It was fun.
Thank you. All right, have a good day. Right,
bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Hi. This is Lovely Mac. How are y'all doing?
Hey. How you doing?
I'm calling from Australia. I just woke up.
Wow.
So, oh, I was like, why are you whispering? He said he's known you for a good amount of time.
Baker Blanding from Howard.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Baker. What's up, man?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is Brittany.
My name is Layla. Actually, do you remember a girl called you? Her name was Libin?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was her sister. I'm her older sister.
Oh, that is cool. Awesome. It's so nice to meet you. We keep it in the family.
It's a family affair. Thank you for tolerating that. So the category is men who can duet with Beyonce better than Donald Glover.
This category is celebs who are probably witches or have played one.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Second category is people who are loud and wrong. Stacey Dash.
Northwest to DaBaby. Okay.
All right. They're both babies. There you go. I did it. I did it in one.
That's really good. I would have made that joke. That's really good. I'm proud of you, bro.
I don't know the Bow Wow Oofer. I have no idea what else he does.
Oof.
I'm sure he wishes people would refer to it like that. Like,
I know he does. Wait, question. Do you know who Luther Vandross is?
No. That guy, no.
We're going to have some homework for you. And lastly, DaBaby.
DaBaby.
Okay, I've got to figure out which baby this is. Oh, wait, I know it's
DaBaby. DaBaby.
Well, if I help you, you got to conceive. I was gonna say, because I think you could do this,
yeah,
but
see,
like,
now feeling that real Eric energy, that real true Eric energy.
I mean, look, we are, this is a competition. DaBaby featured on what is one of the most confounding songs on Chance's new album that is honestly just not that great.
I love my wife.
Yeah, that's the alternate title. I love my wife.
I love my wife. Here, I'm going to give you an air horn. Actually, no, I'm going to give you one of these.
I'm Jamaican, and I certify that air horn officially. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it Brittany and Eric?
Yes.
It is.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy.
You are caller number 99.
I was just sitting at my desk and I was like, I saw y'all's tweet pop up and it was like, taking one last call for the day. Will it be you? And I'm like, yes, it's going to be me. And I pressed the phone and here I am now.
Oh my gosh. It's like magic.
Yeah. Serendipitous.
Truly.
And so tell us your name.
My name is Ricky, and I live in Georgia.
All right, let's get started.
6 degrees of black separation.
Yeah. Come on, theme music.
So, Ricky, you're today going to be playing against Eric.
Okay.
Okay, so our category is folks who promote the Yeehaw agenda.
Okay? Brittany.
No. It's not me. Okay, so the three options are Lil' Kim, Beyonce,
okay,
Will Smith. Mm. Ricky, are you a Beyonce fan?
I am a Beyonce stan.
Yes.
Okay. I am part of the Beehive.
Yes, I was about to say, I can
the Beehive.
Always spot a fellow Hive member.
You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it.
You can feel it.
Brittany just perked up so much. You cannot see how happy she is at that. Okay, actually, on that note, then I'm actually going to choose Will Smith because if you know Beyonce that well, then that means I'm at a disadvantage.
Knowing a lot about Beyonce is like knowing a lot about Moses. It's just like the stories are out there.
But you talk to a Hive member, and they're like, well, look, Beyonce was photographed on this day in 2001, okay. And I'm just like, I can't do all that. So anyway, we're gonna go with Will Smith
in this video.
Exactly. So, okay, let's see who we will be connecting Will Smith to.
Okay, next category.
Next category, folks who could use a diary rather than social media.
Oh,
okay.
Tyrese.
Oh, man.
Actually, you get, yes,
oh,
Tyrese,
really? Tyrese
is on
the list.
So we have Tyrese, Nicki Minaj, Bow Wow.
Ooh.
Okay, so Ricky, you get to choose. Do you want to connect Will Smith to Nicki Minaj, Tyrese, or Lil Bow Wow? Or Bow Wow now. Sorry, excuse me. Bow Wow.
I'm going to do Tyrese.
Tyrese. Okay. Okay. That's a smart choice.
I like that. I'm with it. I feel it.
The interesting thing about Will Smith is he usually be one of the only black people in his movies.
That's fact.
Big fact. I know. But Ricky, though, don't you feel vindicated as a Hive member right now that Eric didn't choose Beyonce and he played himself?
Oh, yes. Trust me, yes.
Whatever. I mean, that's fine.
If it was Beyonce, I would have been like, okay, Nicki Minaj, feeling myself, I won.
All right. Let's see. God damn. Or maybe I should start with Tyrese. I'm going to go Tyrese.
Okay.
To...
What more do you want? From me. Remember when he did that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to go Tyrese to Ludacris. They're both in the Fast franchises.
Mm-hmm. That was right. Okay.
I want to get, I feel like I need to get to another black actor, Don Cheadle. I'm going to go Ludacris to Don Cheadle. They were both in the movie Crash together.
Oof.
Way back when.
Great movie.
Yeah. It's that movie. Woo. My mom, when I say my mom was like.
It won an Oscar. It definitely won an Oscar.
Yeah, she would comment, have you seen Crash? I'm like, Mama, we watched it together. Now, Don Cheadle. I feel like I should be able to go Don Cheadle to Will Smith pretty quick. Who's the last black person Will Smith was in a movie with? Goddamn. That should not be so hard. shit. Let me think of Will Smith movies. Will Smith movies. See, Brittany tried to mess me up.
I just want to distract him.
Okay, hang on. Wait. I'm pretty sure Don Cheadle has been on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What character do you think?
But he has been on the show.
He has been on the show.
Okay. Okay.
I'll give you this. He has been on the show.
Yes. Okay, so Don Cheadle was on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith. That's three moves.
Do you know what the character was? The freaky thing is I actually knew before. I knew it off top. Ricky, I'm going to help you out. Don't worry. I got you next round.
What is...
Oh, girl. I won. Trust me.
Oh,
damn.
Oh.
Damn. Ricky's sitting there like, I'm just waiting on him to wrap up. Ooh. Like, damn. Well, I can't actually remember. Which one was it? Which episode
was it?
Okay,
he played Ice Trey. You remember he was a friend from Will's old neighborhood, and Hillary fell in love with him. And I remember because, no disrespect to Don Cheadle, he and I are of different generations, but Don Cheadle as Ice Trey was sexy.
What up on the schoolyard, huh?
Oh, school, man. I don't bother it, and it don't bother me.
You don't go to school, Ice Trey?
Oh, sure I do. I've been held back in the 10th grade 3 times in a row.
3 times?
Yeah, see, my motto is, when I find a grade I like, I stick with it.
All right, so Ricky, it's your shot. If you can't win, that's okay, you know?
Look, Ricky.
It's okay.
I feel like you're wasting your breath with this, Eric. I think Ricky got it. Okay, Ricky, take us home.
You ready for this?
Yes, get us from Tyrese to Will Smith.
So, in 2017, Tyrese reported to TMZ that Will and Jada and Pinkett Smith were going to pay $5 million to get him out of debt. Boom, done.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm feeling pretty shook right now. Like, yeah, damn. I forgot about that. That is true. That's a true statement. Damn. I'm okay. I took all that time. How you gonna let me take all that time and you sitting up there with one move?
I already know the one move.
I'm stunned. I'm gonna be honest, Ricky. You got me fucked up right now. I am stunned. I am sitting here. I am taken aback.
Ricky got the cheat codes, low key. Like,
I know.
Goddamn.
I'm sitting here like I am supposed to get my hair braided tomorrow. How am I gonna get my hair braided if I'm bald?
Your edges are gone.
Because you snatched my shit off. What?
I don't.
Do you want to host the show?
I'm like,
am I fired now? Like, you know what? It's because Eric, you turned down Beyonce.
That was where I fucked up.
That was where you fucked up. That was exactly where you fucked up.
Correct.
So, congrats to the new host of the Nod, Ricky. Yeah, clearly took my job.
Seriously. Ricky took my job, my edges.
We just let go of shows. The end of this last show.
Oh, we had so much fun with you guys. But if you missed your shot at playing, let us know. And maybe we'll do this again. Get at us on Twitter. We're at The Nod Show. The Nod is produced by me, Brittany Luce, with Eric Eddings and Kate Parkinson Morgan. Our senior producer is Sada Abdurrahman. This episode was edited by Sarah Saracen, fact-checking by Max Gibson. The show was mixed by Cedric Wilson. Our theme music is by Khalid B. For additional music credits, check the show notes.
Yo, I low-key wish Tyrese had made that Martin Luther King movie. I would have, I would pay some real money to see that.
So then Will Smith could have been in it as Malcolm X.
Exactly.
Oh my God.